This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, May 21st, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by the Hotel Seville, welcoming the month of May and motorcyclists riding through the Buffalo River National Park. Hotel Seville is located in downtown Harrison and the Lake Harrison Marketplace. May motorcycle rates and more information available at hotelseville.com.
In just a few minutes on this edition of Ozarks at Large, we'll look at tomorrow's vote in Washington County for a quarter-cent sales tax that would be used to fund an expanded public transit system in the county. Plus, Classical Edge brings Shakespeare to the people this summer, and the fourth annual KUAF Classical Chamber Music Festival begins later this week. That and more ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
But first, Governor Mike Beebe is promising to pay back $500,000 to veterans and their families who were illegally charged for services over the past 3 years. The money will come from a discretionary fund, and Beebe says he'll wait to pay it back until an audit of the Department of Veterans Affairs is completed. Beebe says it's the right thing to do.
You want to take care of your vets, and they collected money out there for the last couple years that they should not have collected from vets because they were being paid by the federal government. Now, it's important to note they didn't put the money in their pocket. They were trying to spend it on veterans, but still, they should not have done that. And so it's important to take care of your vets, and part of taking care of them is if they paid something they should not have paid or their families paid something they should not have paid, then it's incumbent on all of us to try to repay them.
In the wake of an audit that revealed several financial problems, the director of the Department of Veterans Affairs, Dave Fletcher, resigned last week. Beebe announced the hiring of retired Arkansas National Guard Colonel Sissy Rucker to fill the post.
A new report shows the state's unemployment numbers declined for the ninth straight month. The Department of Workforce Services released new figures saying the unemployment rate dropped 0.2 points last month to 7.2%. Spokeswoman Kim Friedman says most sectors saw some improvement.
Your largest expansion occurred in leisure and hospitality with an increase of 3,700 jobs. Hiring was mostly seasonal, with food services adding a majority of that.
Educational and health services also saw substantial growth. Friedman says Arkansas's unemployment rate is 1.1% lower than the national average, which sits at 8.1%.
Click It or Ticket is a national seatbelt enforcement campaign, and Arkansas State Police are joining in beginning today. The campaign of increased vigilance directed at those who refuse to buckle up goes through June 3rd. Ann Whitehead with the Arkansas State Police says fewer people in Arkansas use their seatbelts than in other areas of the country, and they aim to change that.
Those who don't wear seatbelts are not only risking their lives, they're disobeying the law. So that's the reason Arkansas law enforcement is going to be out around the clock looking for those who choose to ignore this warning. We hope all motorists will have a safe holiday and buckle up and avoid being stopped and ticketed.
State police say almost 60% of those who die in auto accidents in Arkansas aren't wearing a seatbelt.
The University of Arkansas softball team fell to number one California in the Berkeley Regional Finals last night. It's the first time in the program's history that it has made it to a regional final. Arkansas ends its 2012 season with a 29-28 record while going 2-2 this weekend in postseason play.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals dropped their second game in a row, falling to the Arkansas Travelers 4-3 yesterday afternoon at Dickey Stevens Park. Naturals starter Chris Dwyer was perfect over the first four innings he pitched and allowed just 2 runs on 3 hits over his 6 2/3 total. He struck out 5 and walked 3 over the course of his outing. The Naturals are looking for the series split today with a game that is currently in progress. The Naturals will return to Arvis Ballpark Wednesday evening when they take on the Midland Rockhounds. First pitch is scheduled for 7 o'clock.